Okay, in the studio today we have an island band, Pistol Knights. Hello guys, how are you doing?
Good.
Hello,
good.
Well,
yeah. Hello, yeah, very good, thank you very much.
Yeah. So I've pulled you in for an interview today to just find out what it's about really. How did you all form? How did it all come about?
It started off with John and Paul. They started the band off together.
Just like the Beatles.
John.
Not quite as rich.
And then myself sort of got on board, and then we pulled Max in, and all of a sudden we've got Pistol Knights, and we've been together about 3 years as Pistol Knights.
Fantastic.
They only got me in as the hair of the band, to be honest with you.
Young person.
Yeah, bring the average age down a bit.
Yeah.
Only fractionally though.
Max. Look.
So, tell us, you're performing at the festival this year, aren't you?
We are, yes.
Are you performing all weekend, or are you performing in one certain day, or how
we are, we're performing on Saturday at the amazing Electro Love tent at 1 o'clock.
Right.
So please come along and see us. It's going to be a great gig. It's a great stage.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Ah, okay. Cool.
And then after that, we can go and enjoy the festival. So. Right. But it's nice of them to ask us back again as well.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. We had a good time last year, didn't we?
Yeah. No, fantastic.
So this will be your second year, will it?
Yeah. Second year at the Electro Love. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll come back each year.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll invite us back next year as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're doing our normal thing, but with a few extras. You know, we're sort of we always sort of ramp it up a bit for the festival shows. Yeah. So,
well, it's just a 45-minute set, and so we can give it a little bit more beans.
So you recently played at Ticket to Ride. So, will your set list be the same, or what? We have different songs.
It's quite similar to that. But we've been sort of practicing the set for the last couple of weeks to get it really tight, and we want to sort of really bang every song together, and we've been organising costumes as well, so you know, which
what sort of costumes do you mind me?
Well, the theme this year is what is it sort of
galactic
space.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not divulging what I'm wearing yet.
So I can't on radio.
Then,
well,
possibly.
It's not gonna be too hot.
Well, I mean, I don't mind saying, but I'll probably wear some silver hot pants, but that's just me. that's just before the gig.
And we'll all have to live with that for the rest of our lives. That's the.
Yes.
So, were you all friends before you got together? Or did you.
No, we all hate each other. Myself and John are brothers. So, I've had to put up with them for quite a few years now.
Yes.
Yeah. Dylan, I've known, or we've known for quite a few years
now. 10 years now, I guess.
Well, something like that.
Been village buddies.
Yeah, I sort of moved into the area of where John lived, and we sort of became friends, and then started jamming and playing together. And when I say playing together, I mean having a jam and playing music.
Yeah.
And then we used to go to this blues club, and everyone would jam and sort of get up and have a play. And then we met Max, and we sort of dragged Max into it.
There was a vagrant that was sat outside at the time.
They wouldn't let me in.
Straight on the outside.
Yeah, so we took pity on him, and apparently he knew how to play guitar, so that was a bit of luck.
it's all pre-recorded.
Current form about 3 years. We played as a three-piece. For about a year, I suppose, before Max joined, and then
evolved.
But we needed somebody else to cover my mistakes, so we brought Max in.
So to make more mistakes.
When I saw you guys at Ticket to Ride, I mean, I thought you were just brilliant, and there was
thank you,
absolutely spot on.
Thank you very much. We enjoyed it. It was a great day. It was hot.
It was very hot.
It was a bit warm in that tent.
Good crowd. Yeah, I think I drank two litres of water that one gig. It was just ridiculous. But it's a good way to lose weight, so you know. If anyone's listening out there, just start playing the drums and you'll be fine.
Good advice. So, you've got a new single coming out. What's it called? Is it a new single or is it a new album?
Well, it's not a single. It's a recording we've done. Yeah, the one that you're going to play is a cover of a Super Furry Animals song.
Okay.
It was a band I really liked back in the 90s sort of thing, late 90s, early 2000s. I played a couple of their songs to the guys and they really liked this one. It's very hooky. We always play it at gigs.
It's almost become our signature now.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah.
It?
Nobody seems to know who it's by, everybody seems to get up and dance to it. Yeah. It's just
a great track.
Subconscious. Just claim it as yours.
I have to claim it, but I have to sort of.
For legal reasons.
Yeah, for legal reasons. I'm hoping to get a message from Grupp Rees to say I really like the version.
Brilliant.
But he might not do that. So we recorded that and we're going to go back into the studio hopefully September time to record a few original songs.
One of which is called Babyfaced Assassin, which will be the sort of title track of our EP that we're hopefully going to be releasing. Okay. So look out for that.
When do you think that will be released?
Probably the end of the year or beginning of the next. Yes.
Hello. Oh, how long does it take you to produce a song, like make a song in the studio?
Recording
and writing, really.
Writing can take up as long as you like. I mean, it could be
3 years now, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It depends. There's so many different ways of recording songs. You can go in and do it bit by bit, so put the drums and the bass and guitar, or you can go in and record the music live and then add stuff onto that.
Yeah.
So it's one of those questions that you can't really answer, really.
No.
I mean, we did some recording a couple of weeks ago, or like last month.
Yeah.
And we knocked it out in a day, and we did three tracks in one day. Yeah. So that was mixed and produced and everything. So it all depends on how critical you are and how, like, you know, what perfectionist you are, really.
Yeah. Shout out to the studio, though. They were great.
They were great. Yeah, we used Empire Studios in Newport. They were banging. They were really good.
Oh, okay.
Really looked after us, didn't they? It's a good day.
Yeah. Yeah, but they had no milk for the coffee, which was
You've got to have milk for your coffee.
It was really good. It was a really good day. And no beer in the fridge.
We had to amend that though halfway through the day.
We did. Quick trip down Sainsbury's.
I bet it's quite a cool experience to be in a studio like
that. They were really professional and really easygoing guys as well, you know, like, and really enjoyed the day. We sort of recorded all the instruments live and then I had to do the vocals afterwards. Which was difficult when they're staring at me through the window, just trying to put me off and stuff. But you know, it was really good fun, and they turned out pretty well. You know, you can nitpick on things, but when you've only got a day, you can't. It's, you know.
Do you have to book it out, or do you have to? Can you just walk in? Or
no, it's pre-booked.
Yeah, it's pre-booked. We're going to go back in there hopefully September, October time.
Fantastic.
And record a few originals. Hopefully.
And then get it all out for Christmas, maybe.
The Christmas number one. Christmas number one.
We may do a Christmas song, you never know. We just need a few jingle bells in the background. And we got a winner.
That's all right, I could do that. That's about my limit of musical talent.
Number one for Christmas.
It'll probably be along the lines of Bad Santa, sort of thing. But yeah.
Next stop is Top of the Pops, then.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we can all dress in white, can't we?
We could do the E17 version. Job, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right, so. Okay. So, where's your next performance, apart from the festival?
I mean, obviously, our next important performance is at the Isle of Wight Festival on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Electro Love, I've said that
keep
already,
but
I will keep plugging that. And then we are playing the Simeon in Ride the following Friday, just to sort of, you know, sort of calm down a bit. Yeah, you know,
for all the people that won't fit in the Electro Love tent. We're giving them the option. You know,
it's the overspill arena.
Yeah.
Does it get pretty crowded in there?
Yeah,
yeah. It depends who's playing.
It does, yeah.
No, we had a half decent crowd last year, but it was last year we were on quite early on the Sunday, and I think everybody was quite hungover. Mm. Everybody's a bit jaded on the Sunday, aren't they? Yeah, the festival. Yeah. So
end of festival, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't find peak performers. Usually, there's somebody sort of crawling past the tent in their pants or something.
Yes, that was me.
Just look. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Then we picked him up and he played the drums.
He did all right in the end.
Yeah. I did. Yeah, I did all right.
All done good.
But, last year I remember it was exceptionally hot as well this year, and it was like a dust bowl outside. It was like a desert or something. But
it's horrible when it rains, isn't it?
The happy medium is difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The thing is, if it rains this year on the Saturday, then everyone will be in the tent. So it'll be good for us.
Well, at least
it'll
be
at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, Electro Love. Saturday.
So what you're saying is we need a kind of real downpour. Yeah. Just as people are walking from the campsite.
From what I've seen, you're being lucky. It's meant to be
1 o'clock on the Saturday.
Yeah, just before 1 o'clock on the Saturday.
Did you say 1 o'clock on the Saturday?
I did.
Electro Love 10 o'clock on the Saturday. I like Festival 2026.
It's meant to be 26 degrees and raining, so you might be in luck.
Yeah. 1 o'clock on the Saturday.
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay. But hopefully we'll get a good crowd in there this year. It's really good fun. Hopefully we'll put on a good performance.
Yeah, you want to just let the audience see you having fun.
Of course.
That's part of the thing. Yeah. If you deal with us anyway, we try and give a good show.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing, really.
I mean, if the audience aren't having fun, then...
Yeah.
The audience make it, don't they?
At least we will.
I mean, it bounces off us to them and
back again.
Back again. And that's what it's all about, you know. If they can see us having fun, then they'll have fun and vice versa.
Exactly. Yeah, it's never nice looking out into the audience and seeing people screw their faces up.
Or fingers in their ears.
Or
looking out to an audience and there isn't one. That's never good.
Or just looking at their phones constantly. Yeah.
And all these scenarios we've come across.
Well, they're clearly looking us up on Facebook, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Pistol Knights IOW.
Yeah. Pistol Knights IOW on our Facebook page. Yeah. Please check that out.
Electro Love, 1 o'clock.
Same as bugger.
You'll have to start looking at you have to start looking at theatres, that sort of thing.
Absolutely, oh, yeah. We'll happily play anywhere as long as people pay us money.
Excellent. Okay, so we've got your new single. Your single that you've given to us.
Yeah, it's not a single, but it's a track. Yeah, we've recorded for you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Can you introduce your track for us?
I can. Yeah, yeah. This is our version of Golden Retriever by the Super Furry Animals.
And we are the Pistol Knights.
Hope you like it. By local musicians on Vectis Radio. Local music sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop. Visit them on 12 Shooters Hill, Cowes, or call 242-680.